We have Mr. Chris Williams, the newly elected, re-elected Mr. Chris Williams in the studio this morning. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
You know, I'm doing great. Glad to have you in here. As always, we get an update from a city council member from the previous night's city council meeting. Last night, some big things went down. Of course, the election results were certified that took place last week on Tuesday. It's only a week removed, and you did win re-election. So first off, congratulations on that.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate the support the community shows me. You know, the numbers kind of blow me away, you know, in an age where everything is always so close with elections, you know, it's always 51, 49, you know, but with 80% of the vote, I was humbled.
Yeah, well, that was a very nice result for yourself. After you get the election results certified, you guys get paid for the year. And some people may be surprised at how much you guys make at the city council. Tell everybody about that.
We got a whole dollar.
Right. Yeah, didn't get it framed.
Yeah, the frame probably costs more than the pay is a whole dollar. So, you know, even if they got the frame at the dollar, well, it's not even it's a $1.25 store now.
That's right.
So, I mean, but even if they get it for a dollar, the tax would have made it worth more.
So hold on to that frame.
Then, yeah, the frame is where the real money is in this situation.
I mean, right.
Yep.
But once a year, you get that annual pay. Everybody got that. Then the way our city council works, the city council elects a mayor and a mayor pro tem. Let's first off go with the election of the mayor and tell about that.
Chris Miller was reappointed as mayor. I think he's done a great job this last year, and so I was happy to support that and make that happen. And, you know, he is retired now, so, you know, he has a lot more time to, you know, be out in the community and do those things. So I think it was a perfect fit.
Living the dream in Mexico every day. We're stealing his catchphrase.
Yeah, yeah. But yes, that is it. Living the dream. Living the dream.
So, and the way this works is nobody can go for more than two consecutive terms, as I understand it currently. Is that right? So this will be Mayor Miller's last term as mayor? Is that how I understand that?
Yes, and I was actually the one that got that ruling stated when I was elected years ago, because one of the reasons that I did kind of run years ago was, since we don't elect a mayor, I felt like, you know, you had a mayors in the past that had mayoral type power, because they would just get reappointed. And I'm like, if we're not going to elect a mayor, then we shouldn't be doing that. And so, yes, you can only serve two terms.
All right.
In a row. Now, you can take a year off and come back and do two more or whatever. But this is kind of breaks the monotony of that situation.
So. Almost like a term limit on,
yes,
on mayor. And then there's the pro tem. They call it a pro tem, but it's almost like an assistant mayor, isn't it?
Yeah, it's kind of like, I mean, I guess the easier way for most people would be like, yeah, the president and the vice president.
Yeah, okay. So,
yeah, you got the vice mayor. How about that?
I like it. I like it. And so you elected a pro tem last night, and unbeknownst to you, your name was brought up as a nominee, and you were elected as the pro tem here in Mexico. It's a one-year term. Tell us about the pro tem. You'll fill in for the mayor on sometimes whenever he can't be there. Is that basically what the role is?
That's basically what it is. You know, the mayor's job is really that we, you know, he's more of the handshaker, participating mayor. There's no actual power in that position. And so if he can't attend an event or if he has to be gone during when we would have a meeting, I would run the meeting while he was gone, or I might fill in an event for him. So, but yeah, I was a little taken aback by that. I'll be honest, I was not expecting that at all. But I'm very appreciative of my fellow council members supporting that.
Well, congratulations to you on that.
Thank
as
you.
Well. Also, last night, there was an agreement authorizing some funds to go to Presser, as a matter of fact. I think is that from the tourism fund, as I understand it?
Or from the Presser?
No.
That is not. Now, they do get some tourism funds when a certain event comes through. But this is the city donates 10,000. I think it was 10,000 last night that we give to Presser Hall. It's kind of like the same stuff that we do for the Optimus and other, you know, the Help Center and places like that. We just make a donation once a year for these events or for these things, and they can use them for, they can use that money for different things. And it's nice to do it for Presser because, you know, like they said last night, and I mentioned, you know, there's lots of kids that I know that have worked for me out there that have used Presser, and, you know, they really enjoy it. Well, it's something different. You know, you always hear about the sports, you know, and I get that. But, you know, there's kids, there's a lot of kids that have gone on with scholarships and acting and stuff from our community.
No doubt about it.
But you don't hear about that as much.
So, no, you're right. Yeah. And they deserve a spotlight. Lois Brace, the executive director of Presser, was there last night, and she was telling us, I think, that 22,000 people a year go through Presser. I believe that was the number.
Last year, 22,000 people.
That's amazing.
That is really amazing when you think about it.
That's a lot of people coming into Mexico, and that's basically why you guys give funding to Presser. You know, we had a big presentation from Drew last night. As a matter of fact, Drew Williford, he's our city engineer, and he was kind of giving us a public works update. A lot of people are wondering about those potholes getting patched up, but Drew broke it all down and kind of told us what was happening, right?
Yeah, Drew. I mean, it was very detailed. I was impressed. You know, I thought he did a really good job with that. And he broke down all the different parts of his department. And, you know, it's amazing when you think about, I think it was 76 miles of road or something like that. And you don't think about how much road we actually have in town because you just think about your block.
Right.
You know, you just like, oh, my block, you know. And but that's an impressive number. I'm like, wow. And so, you know, they're trying to get the potholes. And, you know, the one thing I take away is, if you do see a pothole, call up to the city, let them know, and they can take care of it. You know, but I think a lot of people, like one of my big complaints is right now is potholes. And but what a lot of people don't understand is most of our main roads are not city owned.
Right.
They are state owned. And I'm like, you know, they've had some issues down Muldrow, and I'm like, that's not our road.
Yeah, right.
I mean, that's a state road, and people don't understand. You know, it's in the city, but it's not. They're not our roads. So.
Yeah, it can get confusing sometimes.
It does, and it's a double-edged sword because, you know, it is good in the fact that we don't have to pay to take care of those roads.
Yep.
And we don't have to pay to plow them, and we don't have to do all that stuff. But the flip side is they've got a lot more area to cover, and so a pothole to them is not as important as maybe it is to the city staff.
No doubt.
You know, but they'll get to it.
No doubt.
I have no doubt they'll get to it. So,
well, I appreciate you coming in this morning. You know, I've been doing a food story of the day every morning here on the station. And, you know, I'm looking, and McDonald's looks like they have something new coming out. I don't know if you can tell us anything about this morning, but it looked like there's going to be bacon, caramelized onions, and it's all going to be in like this pie crust is what I was reading about the other day. Have you heard anything about that yet?
I haven't heard about that one yet.
No?
No.
Okay.
No.
Well, I thought, you know, if there's anybody to ask, it's Chris. He would know.
I haven't heard. Now, you know, I've heard about, we've got a quarter sandwich. I haven't heard about pie crust, but there's some caramelized onion and stuff in there. But
okay.
You know, this year, you know, there's not a whole, they've got some unique burgers and stuff, but, you know, the big thing everybody always asks me is the snack wrap and the salads and stuff. It's not on the radar still.
Not.
You know, you still see it on Facebook. Somebody will put out that they're coming back.
And yeah.
They hit me with 600 posts. I'm like,
Not yet. Might I just say, anything you can do with bacon, I'm all for.
You are not alone.
Okay, all right.
You're not alone. Bacon is a popular item.
Yes.
You know, So yeah, we'll work on that. For you. Maybe we'll come up with a sandwich just for you. All right, in our local McDonald's,
a McPilger bacon deluxe.
I love it.
I don't know.
Love it.
Listen, I appreciate you coming in this morning. Congratulations again on re-election and being elected to mayor pro tem.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Always a pleasure to be here.